We would like to commend you for your patience, for your endurance, for continuing on your path in a world that does not seem to be on its own path, although you will see that it is ultimately. It is simply that the things that are going on now are very unsettling. But you are holding to your path, and that is a wonderful thing. We would like you to be aware so that you can take care of yourself in the best possible way. And that is that on a path that you are full of challenge. You know what you are up against. You know what you are taking on. And you know that you must take care of yourself in that, on that path with the things going on. The thing that you know about but you sometimes forget about in terms of personal care is the kind of, the kind of pressure that is in the very air around you. Even if you are avoiding the news, which we certainly understand, you know that it is happening. You are aware of the increase of violence and when the rock was removed from your culture, everything under it rose up, and you are still seeing that. And so that in itself has a pressure. So what we want to remember is that fortunately we are not in charge of how this path is going. We will do what we can along the way, but there are many things that are moving into an area of light so that they can be corrected. The challenge of that is that when something is moved into the light, you can see it. And of course, there is the tendency to respond to it because you can see it. And we are not saying that you do not respond. We are not trying to make you something other than human. But we want you to know that extra energy is involved when you have all of these things to react to. And so it makes your meditation more important than ever. Because what is falling into the light to be seen, there are good things, but there are some very upsetting things as well. And the upsetting things take energy from you. So if any of you are experiencing what seems to be more fatigue than you think you should be having, please do not be critical of yourself. You are not experiencing more fatigue than you should be having. We just need to work on some counter measures to help with the fatigue, since it is not the kind of fatigue that you would get if you worked in the fields or climbed the mountain. It is a different level of fatigue. It is watching all of these things that are now coming into the circle of light to be examined and to be changed. And there are quite a few of them. But once again, we want to say to you, you can see these things, but please do not take them in, because you are not the one responsible for all of these things. There is a very large plan that is moving through your world, moving through the way the world is put together all around the world. And while that is going on, you need more peace. So that means your meditation time is very important. It also means that you need now to make some decisions about how much energy you are going to give to the things that you are accustomed to giving energy to. And this is a personal cleanup for your own path. And so when you find yourself being upset in your day, we want you to say to yourself, is this really mine and is it really important? And if the answer to those questions is no, or even yes and no, that is a way of turning down the amount of energy that is flowing down towards something. We are going to speak to you of what we sometimes call one of the patriarchal curses for woman. And it is this. It is that you are not really a good woman or a good person if you are not upset all the time. All the time. Upset because of what may be going on in your personal life or inside of you or in the world around you. And now this very big thing where these things are being thrown into the light. And sometimes we feel that we should be upset all the time. And as it happens, that is not true. That is not true. So when you are able to look at something upsetting in your life, then please measure the amount of energy that you are going to give to it. And that ends up being a personal power. The decision you make not to give a great deal of energy to the coffee mug you just dropped and broke, to not go into that, to not be critical of yourself, to not try to give it meaning or say what it means. When you decide not to do that, when you decide to say, it is a mug, it broke, I will clean it up. And that is the beginning and the end of it. We are using a small thing to illustrate a larger point. There are many things that we are accustomed to giving our energy to because we are good women. And that is where we have to begin to do some cleaning up. Being a good woman does not mean that you are on your face in the sand because of all this energy you have poured out toward things that are going wrong. That is not the definition of a good woman. A good woman is connected to who she truly is and to the support of the universe as she walks forward. That is a good woman. She is full. She claims her own birthright. Let us say that again. She claims her own birthright. You were wondrously created by a wondrous universal pattern. And you have access to that pattern, to that energy, and to the restorative energy that you need as you go along in a stressful world. So the ability to know that you have that right, to know that you have the right to say, I am feeling depleted, please fill me. Just that knowledge alone is going to change the nature of the way you move on your path. So we want you to keep this in mind. And rather than going into an upset place or a self-judgmental place or an angry place, let us go to a filling place. I was created by this great force, and I am calling on that great force to fill me, to heal me, and I am going to do that first. It is a simple but powerful thing, and you can see where perhaps you want to make an adjustment. The next time that you are upset by something and your energy is flowing out, take note of that and say, wait. No, first, I am going to call on the power that created me, that loves me, that knows me. And I am going to request help. I'm going to request filling. I'm going to request all of the things that I need. And then I'm going to receive them. So this turn is the one that we want to spend a bit of time talking about together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in the peace. Exhale the fear. Breathe in faith. Exhale worry. Breathe in peace. Exhale judgment. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up into your root center. Let that energy wash the root and make a field for creation, the creation that you are doing now with your life and that you will be doing in a more expanded way in your future. Feel the cleansing come up into the second center. Let that cleansing energy wash away any shame, any judgment that might have caught there. Feel the second center relaxing. And resuming its natural position, where it cleanses anything that comes into your body or your life that you wish to cleanse and release. Feel the cleansing energy come into your solar plexus. Let the cleansing energy wash away any of the emotions that might be caught in your body that are not good for you, that do not respect you, that do not hold you up. Feel those washed away. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart center. Let the cleansing energy nourish the garden in your heart and all that grows there. All the beauty and protection and safety that you have created in yourself. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat center. And let the cleansing energy wash away any harshness that you may have spoken to yourself about yourself or anyone else. Let all of that leave your body so that you no longer have to hold it. feel the cleansing energy come up and into your third eye. And let the cleansing energy clear the third eye. And see it return to its power, its nature. Become a gift to you as it was created to be. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and out through your crown, opening the crown to the universe, to the gifts of the universe, and all that it wishes you to have in your life. Now feel the energy of the universe that created you, that knows and loves you, gathered in that golden light and pouring into your crown. Let that energy straighten your thoughts. Gentle your speech. Nourish your heart. Draw joy into your solar plexus. Make the second center fluid and easy. And make universal consciousness a part of your root as it creates your life, the one you are here to live, the one that has been blessed and loved. Bring your attention into your heart center. Look at the beauty around you. See what is growing in your garden. And find the place in the garden in your heart where the water flows. And drink from that water for your spirit, for your body, so that you are full. And looking around your heart center, see that there is a path that leads upward, that is calling you, that becomes light. And when you go to that path, let the path take you so that there is no effort, no labor, only the movement upward. Breathe the air that has been prepared for you so that every breath you take comes into your consciousness, into your body, into your life. And informs it. Heals it. Illuminates it. Now move forward until you come to the place of the flame. And in this flame, place any thought, any pattern, anything you wish to change and no longer carry, give it to the blue flame. Now look at the great transmuter and see that a symbol appears and comes out of the flame, and know that symbol. Step back on the path and feel the path moving you upward. And find that you have come to the place of the sea. And be aware of its power and its beauty. And know that below the water, there is something for you. And you can dive deeply and be safe. And breathe and move, but allow yourself to go as deeply as you wish to go in the sea. And come to the place where there is a beautiful shell. And that shell opens for you. And see what is inside for you when opening happens. Now come up through the sea and come up from the water back to the path. Walk upward to the place of the gift and resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn and come back down the path. Feel a gentle rain is falling and washes away anything you do not wish to carry with you into your life. Gently. And find yourself now in your heart center again. Begin to breathe in the center to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.